Employers continue to flout regulations contained in the national labor law relating to maternity. Pregnant women and nursing mothers do not enjoy privileges as enshrined in the Act, as they work full hours with many running night shifts. As a measure to correct this, the ILO has organized a workshop in Accra to create awareness and promote the rights of women workers. In a speech read on her behalf, the Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelifa, said Ghana's progress in reducing maternal mortality is off track. She said the Millennium Development Goal 5 on maternal mortality will continue to look bleak if issues relating to maternity are abandoned. Yvonne Atilegu and Teiko Natekama have filed this report.
With Ghana ratifying Convention 103 in 1986, which is guided by the Global Labour Standards, and with the ILO's Recommendation 200 on HIV and AIDS, which has maternity protection as a component, Ghana has no excuse to leave to bear issues relating to maternity protection. Nana Oyelisa said maternal issues are serious business and attention must be given to them.
Ghana's progress in reducing maternal mortality by the reported by 2015 is off track. At present, the maternal mortality rate is estimated to reach around 340 per day, 100,000 lives per day by 2015. Which falls short of the NDC target of 185 per 100,000 life days. The design of National Social Protection Fund that guarantee access to basic income, security and health care across life cycles for the whole population has to pay attention to the specific needs of pregnant and nursing women.
The ILO representative in Ghana, Ekwe Afori Asumadu, said the ILO will work to ensure that maternity protection is guaranteed at various workplaces.
The NDG 5 is the NDG that we will not be able to achieve by 2015. The ILO, as part of the wider UN system, is rallying support behind the government's social protection agenda and realizes the challenges of extending existing laws of various segments to the population, especially the informal sector. ILO's concern within this context, therefore, relates to pregnant working mothers, and in particular, those in the informal sector.
Meanwhile, Radio Ghana spoke to some women as to whether they know their rights and privileges with regard to childbirth.
Well, for me and from where I work, the plan was that it's 3 months and then 1 room from my office. So it became 4 months. I had my leave, annual leave as well. So almost 6 months. So I stayed at home almost 6 months. You need to plan well so it works for you.
Yes, but I know that the mother, if you are going to give birth, you are giving some days off. And that's the maternity leave with my organization is 4 months.
Some pregnant women ending that report by Yvonne Atilegu and Teiko Natekama.